We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
A two-goal performance from Nicklas Backstrom helped propel the Washington Capitals to a Game 1 victory in their best-of-seven series against the Carolina Hurricanes on Thursday night. After the game, head coach Todd Reirden praised the Swedes' steady level of play.
His consistency is off the charts in terms of the game that he brings night after night. And then when it comes time to elevate your game, he's right there.
Game 2 is Saturday afternoon, 3 o'clock at Capital One Arena in D.C. Reporting on the Capitals for the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, I'm Jordan Bondurant. The Caps lead Carolina 2-0 as the series heads to Raleigh tonight for Game 3. Puck drop is 7 p.m. TJ Oshie said he expects the Hurricanes to stay with what got them to the playoffs.
I expect them to stick with their game. There's a lot of desperation, whether you're down 2 or you're starting a series. But there might be a little extra. Obviously, they're going to have their crowd behind them over there. They're going to be sleeping in their own beds, but I think we can still do a lot better job, and we're going to have to.
Reporting on the Caps from Washington, D.C., I'm Jordan Bondurant. Caps first-year head coach Todd Reirden knows there's something to be learned from every game, even a lopsided loss like the one levied on his team in Raleigh on Monday. Reirden said how his group gets back up for Game 4 Thursday is what he's looking forward to.
Tonight didn't go the way we wanted to, and you know, now it's how we respond from here. And we'll stay away from the rink tomorrow and then get back at it on Wednesday with a good practice and look at some things we can improve, and I look forward to our response.
Covering the Capitals in Raleigh, I'm Jordan Bondurant. Caps captain Alex Ovechkin dropped the gloves against rookie Andrei Svechnikov in a 5-0 Game 3 loss to the Hurricanes Monday. Svechnikov was injured in the bout and didn't return to the ice. Canes head coach Rod Brind'Amour thought it wasn't an evenly matched fight.
You know, it's his first fight, he's played 90 games, he's never fought in his life, and we're pretty sure Ovi knew that. So that stuff bothered me, because that's done.
Reporting from PNC Arena in Raleigh for the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, I'm Jordan Bondurant. Washington headed back to the drawing board on Wednesday after a day off following a 5-0 shutout loss to Carolina on Monday in Game 3. The Caps managed just one shot on goal in the second period of the loss and put four shots on goal in the third. Defenseman John Carlson explained what it'll take for the Caps to be better with the puck in their offensive zone.
Being a little more consistent with that execution from the D to the forwards and from the forwards usually out of the zone, and you know, we can make them pay.
Game 4 of the series is Thursday in Raleigh at 7 p.m. Covering the Caps for the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, I'm Jordan Bondurant. The Hurricanes tied their series with the Capitals at 2 games apiece with a 2-1 win Thursday in Raleigh. Alex Ovechkin said after the game the back-to-back losses has gotten his team's attention.
It's a look-up goal for all of us. You can open one guy, make a save for a goal. You have to go out there and play your game. If you don't want to do it, don't play.
Reporting on the Caps from PNC Arena, I'm Jordan Bondurant. Caps forward TJ Oshie was injured late in Washington's 2-1 loss to Carolina Thursday after being checked from behind and sent crashing into the boards. Head coach Todd Reirden after the game provided his prognosis and take on the play.
A defenseless player that's a distance from the boards that can't protect himself is in a vulnerable spot. And as a result, we won't be having a player, you know, one of our key players for quite some time.
Reporting on the Caps from PNC Arena in Raleigh for the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, I'm Jordan Bondurant. Forward Devontae Smith-Pelly will play his second playoff game for the Caps tonight in Game 6 after being called up from AHL Hershey following the injury to TJ Oshie. DSP had 5 hits in the Game 5 win Saturday. Here's teammate Nick Backstrom.
He's been through this before and he's got some experience. And he's a physical guy out there too, so maybe not easy to play against. So, I mean, that's a good thing to have.
Reporting on the Caps for the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, I'm Jordan Bondurant. Braden Holtby made 30 saves as Washington put Carolina on the brink of elimination with a 6-0 triumph in Game 5 Saturday night in D.C. Head coach Todd Reirden said the win was the culmination of adjustments between Games 3 and 4.
It was a fairly good plan of some spots we thought we could still improve on. Obviously, our special teams is outstanding, and our goaltender was, you know, tremendous.
Game 6 tonight at 7 in Carolina. Reporting on the Caps in D.C., I'm Jordan Bondurant. It'll all come down to Game 7 Wednesday night in D.C. as Carolina bested the Caps 5-2 Monday. Coach Todd Reirden said the back-and-forth nature of this series is expected this time of year.
This is the type of adversity that you expect to go through in the playoffs, and we worked hard all year to give ourselves a chance to have home ice, and that's where we played our best hockey, and you know, our best game in the series was Game 5 at home, so we're going to hope to build on that one.
Game time is 7:30 p.m. Covering the Caps, I'm Jordan Bondurant. The defending Stanley Cup champions couldn't finish off the Hurricanes in Carolina Monday, dropping Game 6 5-2. The series finale comes Wednesday at 7:30 on home ice in D.C., where Tom Wilson knows they'll be comfortable.
I think that's why you work for home ice. That's why you work hard for that advantage all year long. And we love it there, and it's always fun to get in front of your home fan base, and you know, we got to have it. Season's on the line for both teams now.
Covering the Caps from PNC Arena for the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, I'm Jordan Bondurant. A controversial call by the referees in Game 6 Monday night in Raleigh wiped an Alexander Ovechkin game-tying goal off the scoreboard in the third period. Washington challenged the call, but the league confirmed the decision on the ice. Ovi said this of the play after the game.
Yeah, I saw the puck. You know, he didn't get any control. He didn't see that. So, I don't know what the referee saw, but it's okay. It's over. Move forward.
Puck drop Wednesday is 7:30 p.m. Reporting from Raleigh for the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, I'm Jordan Bondurant.
Todd Reirden said he'd need some time to fully digest his first season as Caps head coach, but after the Game 7 loss Wednesday, he talked about how his team fought all year long.
I'm proud of our guys for battling through adversity, whatever case it may be, and we never quit till the very end and hung in there and battled. And, you know, it took a puck that was hit out of the air to finally finish us.
Reporting from Capital One Arena, I'm Jordan Bondurant. Washington led in the first and second periods, but squandered a lead in the third and lost Game 7 and the series to the Hurricanes in double overtime on Wednesday night. Alex Ovechkin tried to make sense of what happened after the game.
You fight through 82 games in Game 7, just for one goal. And, it's kind of a situation when you're disappointed, you're frustrating, especially after last year.
Covering the Caps in D.C., I'm Jordan Bondurant. The Hurricanes completed their series win over the Caps 4-3 in double overtime Wednesday night in D.C. Canes head coach Rod Brind'Amour thought his team was rewarded handsomely for their play.
I thought for a minute, you know, Hopi was playing great. It was one of those where you go get all the action and they get down and put one in. But, you know, I think we deserved that.
Reporting from D.C. for the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, I'm Jordan Bondurant. Carolina finished off their upset of Washington, winning Game 7 4-3 in double overtime on Wednesday. Goalie Braden Holtby summed up his emotions after the first round exit.
Obviously, it's disappointing. You know, it's not where we expected to be. But, you know, it's a hard-fought series, and it just ended up being more plays than we did.
In D.C. for the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, I'm Jordan Bondurant.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.